Yesterday, we have talked about dependent origination, paticca samuppada, how Bodhisattva and how after his enlightenment, he reflect upon paticca samuppada. And paticca samuppada or dependent origination consists of 12 interrelated factors. And for example, avijja, ignorant, depend on ignorant karmic formation. So ignorant is one factor, then karmic formation another factor. So all 12 interrelated factors. And I believe most of the practitioner understand or know that there is one, according to dependent origination, there's one person. Because of ignorance, he performed action, and because of action, then he was reborn, consciousness. And because of consciousness, there is mind and body. Because of mind and body, there is six sense spaces. Because of six sense spaces, there is contact. Because of contact, there is feeling. Because of feeling, clinging, then becoming. Because of becoming, birth. Then because of birth, aging, sickness, and death, thus arise the whole mess of suffering. But for most people, their mind think of there is one person who undergo the cycle of rebirth. This is not correct. Buddha only used conventional truth. Otherwise, he did not know how to explain to you to make it clear. Therefore, he said there's a being because of ignorance, then perform karma. Because of karma, then consciousness. Then up to the end, thus arise the whole mess of suffering. But in the ultimate truth, there is no one. No one undergo cycle of rebirth. Ignorance is just mental factors. Karmic formation is also mind and body, the action of mind and body. And body consists of four elements, right? And the mental consists of consciousness or mental factors. So in fact, according to ultimate truth, there's no one undergo cycle of rebirth. To say one person undergoes cycle of rebirth, it's just for easy communication only. I have to make it clear to you first. Otherwise, you may have the wrong view. There's one person. In Buddha's teaching, there's no person, no one. Only mind and body, and this mind and body is interrelated. Interrelated, and they are in the state of flux, always changing, never permanent. When something is permanent, then we call a permanent self. When there's no permanent, how can you call this a self going around the cycle of rebirth? So make this point clear in your mind first. Sometimes this type of understanding is very shocking also. No one, then who am I? So for somebody, they cannot take it. If you have strong attachment to the self or identity self, you may not be able to take it. There's no one undergo a cycle of rebirth. If there's no one, then no need to practice. Why should I practice? Therefore, Buddha also understand. If at the very beginning, he go and tell the public, there's no one, everybody got a shock, cannot take it. When the mind cannot take it, then you are not ready for the Dhamma yet. So Buddha just used the conventional truth to tell you first. Why suffering arise in you? Because of ignorance. Then because ignorant, then you perform karma. So he said, you perform, or we perform karma, just for easy understanding, to convey the message only. But in the ultimate truth, only mind and body, and remember, mind and body are in a state of flux, always changing, not permanent. Therefore, there's no permanent abiding self. What is the self in the Buddha's teaching? When we say permanent self, it means that an abiding self who undergo or who migrate from one life to another life. This is called self, atta. Okay, then according to dependent origination, there are 12 interrelated factors. They are mind and matter. Mind or mentality and materiality. So they are, mind is not a person. Materiality is also not a person. To say a person is for easy understanding. And each factor, the 12 factor, each factor is entirely dependent upon other factors as supporting conditions. For example, feeling arise depend on contact, right? So contact is supporting condition for feeling to arise. Therefore, we say feeling arise depend on contact. And feeling itself in turn becomes the supporting condition for still other factors. Depend on feeling, craving arises. So feeling arise depend on other factor, depend on contact. Without contact, feeling cannot arise. So feeling arises depend on some factor. And in turn, feeling itself now becomes the supporting condition for other factor, for craving to arise. So in this sense, feeling is conditioned and yet conditioning. Okay? If not okay, also no problem. Because Buddha say dependent origination is very, very profound, difficult to understand. So if you don't understand, also don't feel depressed. Okay? Don't feel discouraged. So in the dependent origination, each factor is conditioned as well as conditioning. Okay? Now let us go into detail. If you have time, I hope you can learn my heart so that you can follow my lecture, all these 12 factors. Now dependent on ignorance, karmic formation. When you got time, free time, you learn my heart. So next time when I explain to you, it become very clear in your mind. Okay. So first, avijja paccaya sankhara. Avijja means ignorance. Paccaya means dependent upon. Dependent upon ignorant as condition. What arises? Karmic formation. Sankhara. Karmic formations. Now, what is this ignorance? The characteristic of ignorance is mental blindness. Mental blind already. Cannot see clearly. Cannot see clearly. Cannot see everything is impermanent. Cannot see everything is suffering. Cannot see everything is non-self. But he see everything is permanent. Everything is happiness. Everything there is abiding self. It's called ignorant, mental blindness, cannot see things clearly. And its function is to confuse you. When ignorance arises in your mind gets very confused. Do not know what is right, what is wrong. And the manifestation of ignorance is non-penetration. non-penetration, the true nature of phenomena, or the true nature of your mind and body. Or another word, concealment. Concealment of the true nature of objects, or mind and body. The true nature is concealed, therefore you cannot see very clearly. Only wisdom can see clearly. So according to the sutta, there are four types. According to sutta, ignorance means not knowing four noble truths. So whenever ask you, what is ignorant? You don't answer avijja is ignorant. Okay. What is ignorant? Not knowing four noble truths is the answer. Here, ignorance has two meanings. One is not knowing. The second one is knowing wrongly. So not only not knowing, but knowing wrongly again. Double. So first, not knowing of what? Not knowing of noble truth of suffering. Second, not knowing the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Third, not knowing noble truth of the cessation of suffering. And the fourth, not knowing the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. This not knowing. The second meaning, knowing wrongly. So this person, so one does not know the noble truth of suffering. What is the noble truth of suffering? So if you don't know, then you have avijja. Now you have ignorance because you do not know what is the noble truth of suffering. Birth, aging, sickness, death, separation from beloved, association with unbelief, cannot get what you want. In short, the last one is the most important. In short, five aggregate of clinging is the truth of suffering. So when ignorance arises in your mind, you do not know clinging to the mind and body is suffering. You do not know. And yet, you know wrongly. You wrongly know that clinging to your mind and body is the noble truth of happiness. Okay, let me repeat. Ignorant means not knowing. First, not knowing the noble truth of suffering, which is clinging to your body and mind. Whenever there's clinging to the body and mind is the truth of suffering. You do not know. And yet, you know wrongly. Wrongly know that clinging to the mind and body is the truth of happiness. All of us cling to our mind and body, thinking that it gives us happiness. Therefore, avijja, ignorance, is always within us. Okay. Second, not knowing the noble truth of the origin of suffering. What's the origin of suffering? Craving. So in order to understand dependent origination, you must have some Buddhist knowledge. Otherwise it become even difficult for you. So not knowing the noble truth of the origin of suffering, which is craving. You see, we crave for our family members, crave for our spouse, crave for our life, crave for our career, crave to become somebody, and so on. And we do not know craving itself is origin of suffering. And also, we wrongly know craving is the truth or origin of happiness. not knowing, craving is suffering, and yet know wrongly, craving is happiness. Is it clear or not? Okay. The third one. Avijja does not know the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. Okay. What is the cessation of suffering? What is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering? Do you know? Yes or no? No? Okay, you tell me yes or no. Do you know the truth of the cessation of suffering? If yes, then you have no avijja. If no, then now you have avijja. You have ignorance in your mind because you do not know the truth of the cessation of suffering. Okay? So the truth of the cessation of suffering is the ending of craving. For your memory, easy to remember. What causes suffering? Craving. So when craving come to the end, is the cessation of suffering. It's very easy to remember. Okay? But when a person has avijja, he does not know that the cessation of suffering is craving. And this avijja make him wrongly know the craving with craving. He wrongly know that cessation of suffering is to reborn in heaven. Is to be permanent. Like Chinese, we call in Jingtu, pure land. We thought reborn in the pure land to be permanent there is the cessation of suffering. There's no permanent place in this world except Nibbana. Okay? So he does not know. He does not understand the cessation of suffering. Another word. There are many ways to explain cessation of suffering. One way is the end of craving. When the end of the craving, then no more mind and body. When there's no mind and body, there's no more pain, right? No more suffering. So when there's no more mind and body, it's called complete cessation of suffering. So a person does not know that, does not understand that, and yet he wrongly knows cessation of suffering is to reborn in heaven, permanent there. Just like Christian, reborn in a heaven and be permanent there. That's why this is also called ignorant. Not knowing the cessation of suffering is the complete cessation of mind and body. Only when there's mind and body, there's aging, sickness and death, right? When there's no mind and body, there's no aging, sickness and death. Therefore, it's the cessation of all suffering. Okay? Are you with me? Can follow or not? Okay. Number fourth. Avijja does not know the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. So what is the path? What's the path? I think this one everybody know. What's the path? Yeah, noble eightfold path. So if you know, then you have no avijja. Okay? So the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering is a noble eightfold path. For somebody, they do not know. And not only they do not know, and yet they know wrongly the path is sacrificing animal. Sacrificing animal to gods or some rites and rituals or worship Deva. Worship heavenly beings. Or some even think that jhana itself is the path leading to the cessation of suffering. Therefore, they know wrongly. Instead of knowing noble eightfold path, they know other than noble eightfold path. So they know wrongly. This is called avijja. So avijja means not knowing for noble truth and yet know wrongly. Okay, now we come to, since you understand what is the meaning of avijja, now we come to karmic formations. I will explain the meaning first, then I will explain to you the relation among avijja and karmic formations. Karmic formations, sankhara, avijja paccaya sankhara. The characteristic of karmic formation is to form. Form what? Form bodily action, form verbal action, to form mental action. And their function, the function of karmic formations is to accumulate. Accumulate what? Accumulate what? Karma. Is to accumulate karma. And the manifestation of karmic formation is volition. Cetana, volition. Or the will, want to do something. The volition or the will, want to do something, to become somebody, to reborn somewhere. All this are called volition. Volition, want to do, want to achieve, want to get. This is the manifestation of karmic formation. So when we do something, or we study in order to become PhD or master, so there's a volition there. The will want to achieve something. Because of that will want to achieve something, we perform karma, we perform actions. This is called volition. And Buddha said, Cetanahang bhikkhave kammang vadami. I declare volition is karma. Volition means karma. And volition is mental factors. Mental factors. So with the arising of volition, then bodily move. Body start to act. With the volition of mental volition, with the arising of mental volition, then one speak harshly, one speak gently, one speak, one tell lies, and one one gossip, and so on. So volition is mental factor. It causes bodily action and verbal action. And what is the proximate cause for karmic formation? What's the near cause for karmic formation? Ignorance. Because of ignorance, then one perform bodily action, physical action, and mental action. Okay, let us see the relation between karmic ignorance and karmic formation. First, ignorant does not know noble truth of suffering. What is the noble truth of suffering? Clinging to five aggregate. Okay, so ignorant does not know clinging to five aggregate is suffering. And because of not knowing, or know wrongly, then one perform action, whether kusala, karma, good action or bad action, in order to get another set of five aggregate. Okay, is it clear or not? Because you don't understand, you don't understand having mind and body is suffering. Because ignorant does not understand. And ignorant understand wrongly, clinging to mind and body is source of happiness. And because of that, then we perform good karma. We do dana, generosity. We observe sila, morality. We practice meditation in order to get new five aggregate. Because we think having five aggregates is a source of happiness. Either you want to reborn as heaven in heavenly or in human world, or to be somebody simply because of ignorance. Not knowing, having this mind and body is the source of suffering. Okay, is it clear or not? If you're not clear, I cannot proceed. Huh? Tell me you are clear. Okay. Therefore, this subject is very difficult. Therefore, Buddha Gosa, when he want to comment this dependent origination, he said like struggling in the sea. Don't know how to comment. It's so profound and so difficult. How to comment, how to explain. Okay. So, and next. How not understand the normal truth of the origin of suffering that one performs karma. Now we go one by one. First, not understand the noble truth of suffering. One performs karmic formation, whether good or bad, in order to get new five aggregate. Or in other words, in order to get new life. More easy to understand. In order to get new life. We all want to get a new life. Right? Then second, avijja, not knowing the noble truth of the origin of suffering. What is the noble truth of the origin of suffering? Craving. Okay, so not knowing that and know wrongly that craving is the origin of happiness. Then we perform action to satisfy our craving. To satiate our craving. We perform good action to satisfy our craving. Or somebody, because of wrong view, they perform unwholesome action like killing, cheating. Because they cheat business cheating, they can get lots of money. So they, because of craving for money, they thought craving is the source of happiness. So they cheat somebody in order to get money to satisfy their craving. So they perform unwholesome action. Okay? This one example. Okay, the third one. Not knowing the normal truth of the cessation of suffering, which is the cessation of mind and body. Not knowing that, and yet knowing wrongly, having a permanent assistant in the heaven is the cessation of suffering. So he will perform, he will meditate some, or he will perform some, just like Christian. If you do good things or you convert somebody to become Christian, then you'll be reborn in heaven and you are permanent there. And now is the cessation of all suffering already. And you are permanent, happy there. Therefore, because of their wrong view and because of ignorance, so they perform good action. They always try to convert other people to become Christian. Not like Buddhists. We never try to convert other people. Because Buddhists, we say what? 缘分. 他跟佛没缘. 随他吧. Therefore, we never have this initiative to convert other people to become Buddhist. No karma, no good karma cannot become Buddhist. So we understand the law of karma. So we let it be. We are not trying to force other people. Okay? So this is the third one. And the fourth noble truth, the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. So ignorance does not understand, noble is for path, is the path leading to the cessation of suffering, but know wrongly. So know wrongly, then he performed many unwholesome karma. Now, just like during Buddha's time, there was two men, two ascetic. One practiced dog practice, behave like a dog, sleep like a dog, eat like a dog. Eat dog's food, walk like a dog. Another one, behave like cow. They practice cow practice. So behave like cow, eat what cow eat, sleep like cow, and so on. Because ignorant, they don't understand. The path leading to the cessation of suffering is Noble Eightfold Path. It's not this self-mortification. So because of not knowing correct path and yet know wrongly, so they behave like dog, they behave like cow. When they behave like dog and cow, this is called karmic formation. So why karmic formation arise? Because of ignorance, not knowing the correct path. So they practice the wrong path. Okay. So, and they practice this cow habit and dog habit for many, many years, maybe 30 years. So one day they heard Buddha came to their village. They were very happy and they want to ask Buddha a question. So two of us excited went to see Buddha. And the cow practices asked the Buddha, I have been practice this cow practice for a long, long time. I eat what cow eat. I walk like a cow, sleep like a cow. So we believe that after this is the way to the cessation of suffering. But I want, because you are all enlightened one, you have all knowing mind, then may I know after I pass away, after I die, where the rebirth will take place. Buddha said, you should not ask me this question. And then the cow practices, the one who practiced the cow habit, he said, why not? We come so far, please. When the rebirth, sir, tell me, I have faith in you, please tell me where the rebirth will take place. Buddha said, you should not ask me this question. So for the third time, he insists that Buddha should answer him. Then after third time, say that since I cannot stop you to ask this question, let me tell you the truth. You were reborn either in hell or in animal realm as cow. So when this person, this cow practice, heard this, broke into crying. Buddha say, see, I ask you, don't ask me. Sure, I know you were broke into tears. Then the cow practice say, not because what you say, because now we understand we have been misled and we have been practicing this cow practices for 30 years. We have wasted, 30 years. Years, and yet ended in a hell or become cow. So we feel so sorry and sorrowful. Then another person who practiced dog know the answer already. No need to ask. Same thing. So this is how ignorant are dependent on ignorant karmic formation. Therefore, in order to meet with the teaching of the Buddha, be able to meet with the correct teaching, with the teaching of the Buddha is your good karma. It's purely your good karma. Otherwise, you see, during Buddha's time, when Buddha is around, is still in the world, and these two persons practice cow habit and practice dog habit, you see their karma, they don't have good karma, right? And we so far away from Buddha's time, 2,600 ago, and yet we can still practice the Noble Eightfold Path. Isn't that we are very blessed? We are highly blessed. We are with our good karma in order to be able to walk the correct path. So congratulations. Sadhu to you. Okay. So this is how, not knowing the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, one performs either good karma or bad karma. But in this case, if you do not know the path leading to the cessation of suffering, sure you will perform unwholesome karma. So now, can you see the relation? How dependent on ignorant karmic formation, good or bad, arise? Can you see the relation or not? Yes. Okay. Then we should stop here. Because otherwise it becomes more and more complicated.